This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. So I want to talk about the mixed signals that exist today. As you analyze the news, as you sort of look at where things are in for you, well, how do you assess? Are we winning? Are we losing? Et cetera, et cetera. And it's a difficult thing. There are lots of mixed signals, and I want to help you get through some of those. Because see, you're not sure what to believe. Judge Roy Moore is under attack. In one of the most vicious attacks since Donald Trump, where a guy who's been serving for 35 years. I believe has run for office at least four times more, maybe more than that. And suddenly, on the heels of a Senate campaign, days before the election, we start getting information about Judge Joy. Judge Roy Moore. Don't you find that a little bit interesting? That all this time, Judge Moore has done nothing. I mean, has had none of this so-called controversy crop up during any of his other candidacies. In fact, I just saw it. It's eight elections. Eight elections. No accusations in 35 years of public life. No accusations of anything strange or whatever. And suddenly, everybody's against him on the left. They've got all these allegations coming out of the woodwork. Gloria Allred is going to be with the defender, you know, the people, the victims, if you will. People that work for Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, but they don't expect you to be able to connect the dots. And when you first see a story like this, your first reaction might be, oh my gosh, that sanctimonious Christian guy, the guy that's always talking about family values and things like this. And then you know what else happens? The rhinos jump on board. Mitch McConnell, I couldn't vote for him. Jeff Flake,
I just know I would support the Democrat
before I support this guy. And we trust these Republicans, don't we? We've been taught to trust them. They're on our side. There's us and there's them. Them being Democrats. Ask Herman Cain if he trusts Republicans. Ask Donald Trump if he trusts Republicans. For those of you who are wondering, let me explain something to you. Donald Trump does not trust Republicans. He doesn't. He will work with them. He will understand them, and he will always know that he is in a negotiation mode, and he will negotiate on your behalf. That's it in a nutshell. He'll never trust them. He'll always try to figure out what's their angle. And lucky for us, this is a guy who understands how to know what the motivation of a person is. That's the key. What's in it for me is what those guys are going to always be thinking. And Donald Trump will give them an inch so he can take a mile. And you're going to have to bear with that. But that's the situation we're in. That's politics. I don't know what they want out of this killing of Judge Roy Moore. I don't know why they want to destroy him and his career. But apparently there's somebody else in it. Dean Clancy, who's a Twitter guy, he wrote this: refreshing to see the left suddenly discover objective morality and unbending ethical principles right before an election. That was my tweet of the day. Great job, Dean, because that's exactly the case. Since when have these guys cared about morality? These are people who attend parties with Harvey Weinstein and extol his virtues while knowing what he's doing. Have you seen the videos of Joe Biden fondling women? Have you seen the graphics? These aren't photoshopped. Look at Joe Biden. Watch how he treats women and tell me that's a dude. If Joe Biden did anything close to that with any female members of my family or any, I'd punch his lights out. It's unbelievable how this guy does this and he gets away with it. And by the way, he's already thrown his hat in the ring for president in 2020. Says he's going to run. Well, good luck with that, Joe. Folks, don't worry about what's going on with this, with the information. I know what's the word I'm looking for? You may feel like you're at a loss as to what to do here. What you're watching is the dismantling of the left. Yeah, you're watching that. You're watching these people grasp at straws. Let me try to paint a picture for you. You've used the Linsky tactics your entire life. You go picket in front of people's houses. You target the adversary, and you go after them, and it's supposed to work. You're supposed to go, if there is no junk created for that you can find, you're supposed to create it. And it always works. Why? Because people run away. And it didn't work under Donald Trump. So that was the first, it's kind of like the first time something happens, it's huge. Donald Trump has defeated the Alinsky tactics and he became president. I'm talking about when you really know what it took for Trump to become president, it's going to blow your mind. Then they said, well, we couldn't get Trump. So we'll go after the Senate. And that's the way we're going to do it. We're going to take over. We're going to get some dirt on every one of these senators, and this is going to happen. So they go after Roy Moore. He's now the next guy in line because that can, tip the balance of the Senate or something. So they go after him. And if Roy Moore wins, and we're going to talk more about this, this is huge because it'll now mitigate yet again the Alinsky tactics of the left. So the next one they're going to do is they're going to go after a Cruz, or they're going to go after a Rand Paul or whomever, looking for dirt. And if the dirt doesn't exist, they'll create it. And you're going to go, whatever, been there, done that. And eventually, you'll hear about dirt on Republicans and you'll go, that's not why we're electing them. Doesn't matter. You're not going to get to us. And that's when the left loses all effectiveness. See, Donald Trump was the first time in forever that we had a guy that they went after. You want to talk about creating stories, man. They created fake Russian narratives. They dragged old girlfriends out. They called him a racist. They called him a sexist. They called him an Islamophobe. They called him a xenophobe. They called him home. You name it. They called it. And Donald Trump said, whatever. And then the president, the sitting president of the United States, who's part of this overwhelming conspiracy, could not drag Hillary Clinton over the finish line. And that was the beginning of the end. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got a story coming up. We're going to be talking about Keurig, and it'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. Sean Hannity and Keurig and what's going on, it speaks to the mixed emotions of what's going on. There's a whole new theme at play right now. Whole new theme going on in America. And you have a reason to smile. You absolutely do. And I'm going to explain to you how to look at the world and how you can exude confidence in being a member of the conservative movement, the Tea Party community. And I hope you go to teapartycommunity.com and join up. You got to. See, you've changed politics forever in so many ways. I'll talk to you about the conflict of the left. We'll talk about it in terms of GQ magazine. We'll talk about it in terms of Colin Kaepernick. We'll talk about it in terms of Obamacare, which we'll get to that in a bit. Judge Roy Moore, I've touched on him earlier. Lots of mixed signals, folks, but they're not as mixed as you think. See, the left wants you to believe. They're going to throw stuff at you. They're going to say, even your own people don't like what you guys are doing. They don't like your president. And they're talking about the Republicans. They're talking about the rhinos. Mitch McConnell, who's got approval ratings in the tank. In fact, no Senate majority leaders had lower approval ratings in, I don't even think, in modern history. That's the numbers I'm seeing. Is that right? I don't know if that's 100% true, but that's pretty close. He's less popular than Donald Trump. And I believe the polls of Mitch McConnell. See, because we've watched him work. I've watched people like Harry Reid, who had no majority in Congress in the Senate, just run roughshod over the Republicans. Do you want to know why? Because we don't have any real Republicans. We have very few. Even Mike Lee jumped off the Judge Roy bandwagon over allegations. 35-year-old allegations. Lies, in fact. I keep coming back to folks. The Republican Party is the party that freed the slaves, and nobody knows it. And those are the spokespeople that we have selling our party. That would be like me saying, yeah, I'm well represented as a black man by the Republican Party. These are the people that black people will say, black liberals will say to me, yeah, you are a Republican, Kevin. Them the people that hung black people. And I'm going, no, it was the Democrats that hung black people. The Republicans can't even take credit for freeing the slaves and passing almost all the civil rights legislation to humanize black people. They can't even sell that. I mean, how many years have they had to try since 1865? Holy cow. A party who was formed to be the anti-slavery party cannot convince people that of who it represents. And when we vote for them, we put them into office under the auspice that they're good salespeople. I mean, how many things have they missed? How many opportunities have they had to gain political footholds that they just... Do you think they're missing these, or do you think they're intentionally ignoring the ability to come in and go bow? Think of... Okay, I'll give you an example. Planned Parenthood, selling baby parts. Now, I'm representative of the Republican Party. Planned Parenthood kills more black babies than any other race of any other ethnicity. Ergo, they sell more baby parts. So they're selling black baby parts. If you don't think that Kevin Jackson running the Republican Party would be running ads saying, hey, the new slavery will kill all your black people and will sell your body parts. They couldn't even come up with something clever to harken back to. It's worse than slavery. It's worse than me buying you and putting you to work. I'm just killing you and making money off of you. Wow. Yeah, but those Republicans are good at representing you and having people understand the type of people you are as Republicans. And they've certainly been very supportive of the Tea Party community, right? Another shameless plug, but I want you to go to teapartycommunity.com. Check it out. The Republicans are not going to save you. Donald Trump is not a Republican. He ran under the Republican ticket. He's a conservative. And he's a different kind of conservative because he's a businessman. And he looks at the practicality of things, the logic of it. That's what you want. A pragmatist. We need a pragmatist party. See, a pragmatist party isn't going to allow race to dictate how it goes to battle. Think about all the Donald Trump's a racist, and they keep chiming back to Charlottesville, Virginia. He didn't denounce the KKK and all that. And Trump's like, whatever. See, that'd be enough to derail the average Republican. But a pragmatist goes, look, if you think people are going to associate me with comments made by others and go, oh, by inference, I should have done this, forget it. It's not going to happen. I'm a pragmatist. I'll play the numbers. I'll play the odds. I think more people are sick of discussing race in the context of the left, where America's supposed to be this horrible country. It's really funny how so many people want to get here. I think people are tired of it. So I'm going to play the odds. And that's what Donald Trump did. But as you watch these Republicans, these wishy-washy, whiny Republicans who would dare side with the left, the Democrats against Judge Roy Moore, knowing that these allegations are false, you understand what's going on here. And you should also understand the importance of a Roy Moore victory. He has to win. We have to take a little bit more steam out of the Alinsky arguments. We get asked all the time, why aren't there better people running? Why don't we have better candidates? Why is it always these glee club, chess club Republicans, you know, these guys that went to Ivy League and, you know, tried to act as if they're all, and they're so smart or whatever. Why don't we have practical people like President Trump running? Why don't we have more business people? Because business people don't want to put themselves at risk. But if you watch Donald Trump's win, then you put on the heels of that a Roy Moore win, which takes a little bit more air out of the sails of the left. You're going to watch more regular folks, entrepreneurs, capitalists. They're going to start wanting to run for office. That's what you're doing here. You're trying to encourage the best of us, those who are willing to put their liberty, not liberty, but certainly their money, their financial capital at risk, which to some degree is putting their lives at risk. That's who you want. You want people who are accomplished, who understand the roles and the trials and tribulations of everyday life through employees, through their own struggles, etc. You want them making legislation, not a bunch of people that have never held regular jobs and, you know, got poli-sci degrees and undercut each other and know how to be backstabbing, you know, whiny leftists. I want these other guys to run. That's why Judge Roy Moore's victory is so important. It will shut down the left. It weakens their argument. And it emboldens the person who says, yeah, I got a little dirt in my closet. No problem. I'm running anyway.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So I'm talking about the mixed signals that we're getting out there, right? And that's going to be my theme for the day, these mixed signals, because you don't know whether you're winning or you're losing. We won't know until Roy Moore is elected if we won or we lost on this thing, but I'm making a prediction. We're going to win. Now, Newsmax, who is a complete leftist rag, they come out, they propose as conservatives, but they're not. They don't like us. They're friends of the Clintons. They're friends of the left. And Chris Ruddy, who I happened to be with while I was in New York, got an award from a big Jewish organization for his work on behalf of Jewish people, which is great. But his work on behalf of conservatism is pretty shallow. Trust me on this. So he puts out, his Newsmax puts out a thing that says, Roy Moore was leading by double digits until they released this story. Now he says Roy Moore is behind. I don't know if he is or if he isn't. Alabamans don't like some of the things that Roy Moore is being accused of. And if he gets to the masses and they believe that, you know, Roy Moore did what he did, then he could very well lose. But I'm going to make a prediction that Roy Moore wins. And I think whether he ekes it out or he wins in a landslide, it doesn't really matter. But I'm going to make a prediction that he wins, because I think the majority of the people now understand what's going on here. And so we'll see. But there are other things that are out there that make you go, I don't know. Like you look at Trump's cabinet, President Trump's cabinet. You have some people who are Democrats, some people who are actually liberals, and they fight against the things that we're talking about. This latest, what's the latest appointment we're looking at? And she believes in global climate change, or Muslims are good people, or something like that. You know, these Muslim terrorists are good. I don't know what it is, but I know she's under controversy. And there are others within his cabinet that you go, what in the world is going on? How can you fight the deep state, the swamp rats, when you're putting them in your midst? Good question. So here's the thing about ferreting out the wrong people, you know, getting the people out that you want to get out. Do you surround yourself with all your buddies, the people that you trust? Or do you have to keep a few people in there that are going to lead you to the bad guys? So think about that. I don't have an answer for you, but I think that's possibly part of what's going on here. We'll see. So Trump's cabinet's selections could be considered a bit iffy. We're getting mixed information about Obamacare, and I'll give you some idea of what I'm talking about. They tell me now that the Obamacare enrollment numbers are up. And my question is, do you believe them? Here's an article. President Donald Trump wants Obamacare to implode. That's not a mischievous inference from his legislative misadventures. That's a direct quote. And here's what he said. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch. That's what he tweeted in July. Now, the woman who wrote this article for some leftist rag, she doesn't get it. That's a good thing. Donald Trump told you exactly what he wanted to do. Most of America agrees with him. Barack Obama, on the other hand, told Americans he was going to pass Obamacare as an alternative to other insurance plans, and that if you liked your existing plan, you could keep it. If you liked your existing doctor, you could keep it. He flatly lied. He wanted single-payer health, a.k.a. government health care, which, if you are a victim of it as I've been, you've spent thousands of dollars to get nothing new, to fear going to the doctor. That's what I've got. Let me tell you why you have to fear going to the doctor if you're a responsible citizen. See, if I'm irresponsible and I say, I'm going to the doctor, I'm going to the emergency room to get this splinter out of my finger because it hurts. And I go and they remove the splinter and everything you do at the doctor costs you $500. So I pay $500 to get the splinter removed from my finger. And they say, well, we need some insurance. I don't have it. And we need a payment. I don't have it. And you walk out. You want to know why it's okay to do that if you're the average Joe? You don't care about your credit. You don't care. You're going to go back to the hospital. They're going to treat you again. They're going to give you a bill. And you're not going to care. But when you have good credit, when you're living life on the up and up, and you go there, and they say, you owe us $1,000 for this thing. You're like, what? To do? To get a splinter removed? Not that I would go for that. But whatever. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Well, there was the emergency room, and there was these fees, and then the Band-Aid was $45. And, you know, we gave you an aspirin. It cost $150. I mean,
and then you're like, nothing. Nothing. Over. You got to pay it. Because if you don't pay it, your credit gets hit. And you care. So you live life on, you try to do it the right way. You care. So your credit gets hit. You're like, I can't have my credit getting hit. So you pay for that. And you paid for 14 other people. That's how the system works. It's a good thing that we're getting rid of Obamacare. We can finally go back to reasonable health care cost. Because a health care is a roll of the dice, folks. Insurance, it's a roll of the dice. Most of us are pretty healthy. That's the other side, benefit of being conservative. You probably live a pretty decent life. You go to the gym. You do wellness care, you know, for yourself. So you go get periodic checkups for things. You take your vitamins and so on and so forth. It's these other people, these leftists that don't give a crap about their health. They eat all the labels on foods. You actually read them. You're like, well, okay, I can't eat that. No, got to watch my cholesterol, you know. And if you want to get sucked into the gluten and all this other crap, then fine. But the point is, you are living relatively healthy lives. You don't do at-risk behaviors and things like this. You are the persons that the insurance company goes, hey, you're the guy that's rarely going to use it. So your rates should be a lot cheaper than these morons that go out there eating street foods and, you know, doing whatever it is that they do with their lives. I don't even know. Don't want to know. Don't care. I just know it's not like us. So we're the ones that foot the bill. And the insurance companies know it. So you're getting screwed over by Obamacare. And Trump says, I'm going to help you guys. I'm going to give you some of your money back. You're going to get a plan that works for you. There are plans that say you can't have, you know, extramarital sex and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you sign up for that stuff. Do you know that there are plans like that? They're religious-based plans. Anyway, this article goes on. It's somewhat surprising on his watch. Enrollment seems to be on track for its best year ever. In the first 4 days, 601,462 people signed up for insurance through the federal marketplace. A significantly faster pace than in earlier years, and almost a quarter of them were new to the exchanges. Probably not what you expected. It's not what I expected. Premiums are rising. Insurers are pulling out. The administration seems somewhat uninterested in encouraging people to enroll, having shortened the period, defunded the cost-sharing subsidies for low-income enrollees. So Donald Trump is effectively saying, I'm letting it do what it does. But look at all these people that have come on. Woohoo! Now, let's get to the crux of it. She says, nonetheless, open enrollment seems to be going swimmingly. 4 days of data are not enough to draw definitive conclusions. But I can outline some factors that could be contributing to this unexpected spike in enrollment. Now, see, here's what I want, what I find funny. They want to call it a spike in enrollment because it's more enrollment than they've had in a long time. They've got 4 days of data, which is a snapshot of data. And they say, woohoo, look at what's happening. We got a shorter period to get people enrolled, and they're rushing to be enrolled. Let me tell you what to look for, okay? Wait till the end. Find out how many people. Barack Obama, when he started Obamacare, he said, I want to ensure 31 million people on this plan. There are 31 million people who don't have insurance. So he blew up the system that had 300 million people on it in order to cover 31. A system that could have easily been working had they done some very basic things, like one, crack down on insurance fraud. That's a very basic one to do. That's what you should have done regardless of any plan you want to implement. You say, look, before we implement anything, we're going to eliminate fraud and waste in the system. Now, there are those out there going, oh, they did that. You know, they cracked down on an opioid thing or this, that. Let me tell you, they didn't make a dent in it. So you crack down on waste and fraud. Then the second thing was, then Donald Trump, President Trump is looking to do this, which is you can get insurance across state lines. If there's a better plan in Ohio, get that plan. Why is it that citizens in Ohio should be entitled to some great plan versus citizens in California who've got a crappy plan that costs three times as much? Make them have to compete. So that would have been something that would average things out for everybody. There could have been a lot of things. But here's the point of it all. This lady has no, the lady who wrote this article, has no idea what the long-term ramifications are going to be for Obamacare. It will in no way come close to 31 million people, which is what they want. It won't even get close to 10. All right? Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Look, I know everybody wants to talk about Kaepernick, Citizen of the Year, whatever. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to a lot of stuff here. We're going to get to Keurig. We're going to get to Planned Parenthood. We're going to ask questions about George Bush. I'm going to talk to you about things that Trump did that other presidents didn't do and get your opinion about that. We're going to talk about Trump's how do I describe it? Caesar returning, Maximus returning from battle into the Roman, that big street, Camino Real, marching up there with his troops, victorious. That's what the Trump trip to Asia represented, victory. President Trump's making all kinds of new announcements about what came out of that trip. And I'll tell you something else that's due to happen. Hillary Clinton's due to get a special counsel put onto her and all her trickery. So we got a lot to talk about.
But before we get to that, I want to talk about this woman who got fired because she flipped off the president's motorcade. Yeah, see, leftists didn't get the memo. Obama left the White House. They're no longer in charge of the nation's capital, and the swamp is being drained. That smell is swamp creature excrement. That's what it is. But a few of the D.C. denizens continue living on the leftist muscle memory as though Obama's still in office, and they don't understand the muscle atrophies and has begun to stink. It's getting gangrene. Huffington Post reported this. The picture, snapped by a White House photographer traveling with the president as he left his golf course in Sterling, Virginia, went viral almost immediately. News outlets picked up on the story when it appeared in a White House pool report. Late-night talk show host told jokes about the encounter, and people on social media began hailing the identified woman as a shero using the hashtag Her2020. This is a woman who's on a bicycle or jogging, I can't remember which, and as the presidential motorcade goes by, she's flipping it off. Flipping it off. The reporters catch it. Late night comedians. Ah, she's so funny. Oh, man, she's funny. Look at her. She's crazy. Oh, she's so funny. Can you imagine if that somebody flipped off Obama, what would happen? Ooh, I got you. I got you. You want to know why? Because that's what happened to her. The woman's name is Julie Briskman. Her employer, government contractor Akima, wasn't so happy about the photo, and they fired her over it. Yeah. See, this is the thing. In the old days, this is why I keep telling you, things are changing. You've got mixed emotions. You don't know what to think. You were thinking all along, she got promoted, this woman. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's more to the story. But what I'm telling you is, when her employer found out she did it, and it circulated through and people went, wait a minute, that looks like Julie. That's Julie Briskman. Bang, you're out of here. Get out, pack your crap. Security, get her out of here. Yeah, feeling good. I don't know about you, I'm feeling good. In a Saturday interview with the Huffington Post, Briskman, a 50-year-old mother of two, said she was stunned that someone had taken a picture of her giving Trump the middle finger. Shocking to Briskman that photographers follow a presidential motorcade, and leftists think they're so smart. As much as I couldn't stand the policies of Barack Obama, when I saw his motorcade while I was in D.C., that was the longest motorcade I think I've ever seen in my life. All I did was watch. So did thousands of people in the Tea Party community who happened to be in D.C. We were all there for a rally, and we watched. And I didn't see a single person disrespect the motorcade. We looked with disdain. We looked with, how is it possible that inside of one of those protected vehicles sits the most undeserving man, the most unqualified person to ever hold that office? That's what I thought. But I didn't have one single instinct to flip off the motorcade. I can tell you this. People would say to me, Kevin, you got to respect the office of the president. I would say, I don't have to respect anything. But even in my lack of respect for Barack Obama and my non-caring about his occupying the office of the presidency, it didn't even cross my mind to flip him off. I didn't care. You know, look, and I got asked this question by Abby Hoffman. She says, Kevin, you don't like the president, do you? And I go, President Obama, do you? And I go, I have nothing against this man. Nothing. If you're asking me, as a person, I don't dislike him. I don't like him, and I don't dislike him. He's just in the middle to me. If you ask me about his policies, I can't stand his policies. If you ask me about him as a person, I don't like him as a person because I don't find him to be a genuine individual. I don't find him to be warm. I don't find him to be encouraging. I don't find him to be a type of person that I would normally hang around. But I don't like him or dislike him. If there are people that like that kind of dude, have him in your life. I don't want him. that doesn't mean I hate him. I wouldn't flip him off. Yeah, I told you guys, if I was invited as a sports team to go to the White House and Obama was the president, I'd go. If I was invited as a military person to go get a medal from Obama, I wouldn't go. I don't have that kind of respect for him. Doesn't mean I dislike him. Just means I don't like him. You get what I'm saying? I can be middle of the road. I'm right down the middle. And I mean that sincerely. So anyway, this woman does that. She disrespects him. And the article continues. Here's what they say. As the photo circulated online, Brisman decided to tell Akima's HR department what was happening when she went to work on Monday. By Tuesday, her boss has called her into a meeting and said she had violated the company's social media policy by using a photo as her profile picture on Twitter and Facebook. They said, "We're separating from you," said Brisman. "Basically, you cannot have lewd or obscene things in your social media." So they were calling, flipping him off, obscene. Now, I tell you guys all the time, times are changing. There may have been a time when this anti-American, Trump-hating, self-loathing leftist could have received an award for what she did. But that time's passed. And instead, Brisman was rightfully fired. Pardon the pun. She worked in marketing and communications for Akima for over 6 months, representing government. She emphasized to the executives that she wasn't on the job when the incident occurred and that her social media pages don't mention her employer. They told her because Akima is a government contractor, the photo could hurt their business. I'm going to get to more of this later in the broadcast, so you guys stick with me. Let me ask you this. How many conservatives do you know have been fired for social media? No reference to what they do on their websites, you know, whatever. Lots of them. Lots of them. During the era of Obama, when you interviewed for jobs, they looked at your social media to determine if they wanted to hire you. But some of the most mean-spirited, downright evil comments are said about conservatives on leftist social media. They will talk about us till they're blue in the face without repercussion. But as we learn from Colin Kaepernick, folks, things have changed. This man finds himself out of a lucrative job doing something he loves because he dare criticize America. He dare take that knee.
Oh, he's Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, we'll talk more about him being Citizen of the Year in a bit. Well, good luck with that. Let me just tell you, folks, these people are learning a lesson. D-list celebrity, Kathy Griffin. You seen her in anything lately? She looked like a skinny version of Andy Dick. I don't know if you know who that comedian is, but that's what she looked like when I saw her recently, and she is in bad shape. Alyssa Milano, outspoken critic of President Trump. Where is she? Broke? The litany of other anti-Trumpers, look at their futures, look at their present prospects, and tell me these people are doing well. Unbelievable. Anyway, she said, this girl asked, how is this any less obscene than me flipping off the president? How's that fair? Good question. Brisman's going to continue to search for answers while she's unemployed. And I hope this gesture follows her in the next job search. I hope the next group of people say, oh, you're the girl that flipped off President Obama. No, I'm sorry, we can't hire you. We're a government subcontractor or whatever. See, folks, things are changing, and today we're going to talk about the new America. It actually resembles the old America.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.